newly elected Skagway Assembly members reflect on the campaign trail, and Haines' police chief might be the new driving test proctor. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. The final results are in for the 2020 Skagway municipal election. KHNS's Henry Leisha caught up with the newest additions to the Borough Assembly to hear their thoughts on this year's election.
Sam Bass, Rebecca Hilton, Beth Smith, and the incumbent Dan Henry filed to run for Borough Assembly in August. The four candidates competed for two seats with three-year terms. Bass and Hilton received the most votes on Election Day. The additional 164 absentee and question ballots that were counted during the election canvass on Thursday did not change the outcome. Hilton and Bass won the election. Hilton says she was excited when the final results were announced.
I'm really happy that quite a few folks want to see me in that seat. You know, I was very genuine in all the forums that I participated in. And I thought that maybe some of the answers that I gave would steer some voters away. So I'm happy to know that it didn't.
Bass received the second most votes and will also be elected to a three-year term. He says that the other candidates were qualified, but he is pleased that he will be able to serve on the assembly. Bass says campaigning was a positive experience. He had a lot of great conversations with locals that helped him get a better understanding of the community he will now serve.
Through the campaign process, you really get to meet a lot of people and talk to them and get to know their issues and what's going on in the community. And it gives you a broader perspective, too. You know, sometimes you can get kind of focused on your little bubble of things, but then the campaign allows you to open that, you know, open your vision up a little bit and really talk to folks. So I really enjoyed that part of it.
Even though she will be one of the decision makers for the municipality, Hilton says it is important for the community to help resolve local issues during these unprecedented times.
With so many uncertainties, we just need to be prepared for everything. And hopefully we can all work together as a community and contribute to the well-being of everybody and make it through this. You know, I'm certain we will, but it really is going to take the entire community, not just a few individuals up in those chairs, to make that happen.
In addition to the Borough Assembly race, there was also an election for the local school board this October. Kilipaki Harris, Denise Sager, and Jason Verhaeghe ran for two seats on the board. Verhaeghe and Sager were elected. The municipal election results will be certified at next week's assembly meeting. Newly elected officials will take office the following Monday. To see the full list of results from the 2020 Skagway municipal election, visit khns.org. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Haines residents haven't been able to get a road test for a driver's license since March. That could soon change. Haines' police chief just got certified to give the behind-the-wheel test. Don't run any stop signs. The guy giving the driver's test may soon be Haines' top cop. That's after word of a driver's test backlog reached Police Chief Heath Scott.
I was approached by a few parents of these young people, and they asked if I would be available to help.
To be clear, that's not his normal job. He's employed by the borough, not the state. But Scott applied with the state to become a proctor for the driver's test in Haines. He applied in July, and he got his approval this month. He says there are still a few more steps, so he's not entirely sure when he'll be taking signups. COVID-19 has slowed DMV operations. The agency offers, quote, pandemic-safe motorcycle and non-commercial road tests in just five places: Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, Soldotna, and Palmer, all of which are a long way from Haines.
It's not impossible to get around, but I feel like having a car is one of the necessities of being an adult. I'd like to have one.
17-year-old Emily Gillum is finishing up high school and working full-time. She needs to take the test for her license. She says she's been trying since March, but then came COVID-19. So she walks to her job at Chilkoot Indian Association and catches ride with family and friends for longer trips or grocery runs. With winter coming, she says it would be nice not to have to walk or rely on others to get around town. And she's not the only one waiting.
When I actually went in to ask, so if I am not taking my test now, can I get on the list? The woman at the DMV just said, we're not doing a list. There's no one scheduled for appointments. There's, we're not doing anything. And I found that a little surprising because there are a lot of people who believe they are on a list and they are going to get their appointments, so...
It's unclear exactly how many people are waiting. DMV officials haven't answered phones or questions. Borough officials say they've heard the Haines office was waiting for new equipment that's expected to arrive later this month. But Haines Assemblymember Brenda Josephson says people have been waiting too long. She says she knows of at least one person who will make the trip to Juneau's DMV.
It's going to cost her in excess of $1,000 in order to ferry her vehicle there, get the testing, and then come home and stay in the hotel. Plus, then, of course, you got the exposure of COVID when you're going outside of the community. So in addition to the cost, at this time where we're really trying to stay close to our community and not travel out, there's that concern as well.
The Haines Borough's CARES Act Ad Hoc Committee is recommending the Assembly allocate up to $15,000 of federal relief money towards a solution. It also discussed bringing a private company to town. Josephson says one potential contractor would charge more than $8,000 to give 20 road tests. That's why officials in Haines are ready for the state DMV to resume giving driving tests in the community. Until then, the chief of police, the borough's highest paid employee, could be a bargain option. Hecla Greens Creek Mine plans to expand its waste storage capacity on Admiralty Island. That's to keep the silver, gold, and zinc mine open past 2031, according to filings with the U.S. Forest Service. Friday, October 9th, begins a 45-day period in which the public can examine and comment on the company's plans to expand its tailings and waste rock storage by about 5 million cubic yards, or 1,500 Olympic-sized swimming pools. A pair of virtual meetings are scheduled later this month on the proposal. There will be an opportunity to ask questions. The mine's expansion will require federal, state, and local permits to expand on public lands leased in the Tongass National Forest. Tongass National Forest Supervisor Earl Stewart released a statement saying the federal agency recognizes mineral exploration on public lands is important for, quote, the well-being of the nation. He added that his staff would ensure measures are in place to protect water quality and nearby aquatic habitats. The virtual public meetings are scheduled to be held between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. on October 20th and October 29th. Registration is available on the Tongass National Forest's official website. And that's all for your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.